This is Senator Janet Buley with this week's Democratic Radio Address. For our government to work for everyone, the state needs to invest in communities across the entire state. But for far too long, the legislature has been cutting shared revenue payments to local governments. This decline in support for your community is disappointing, given the increase in the overall size of the state budget. It's especially worrisome that in certain places in the state, you can call 911 and find out they don't have anyone to send because the local government can't afford to provide that emergency service. Governor Evers has tried to increase shared revenue payments, but the Republicans who control the legislature refused. Our neighbors' lives should not be put in danger because the GOP continually underfunds local governments. Governor Evers knows this is unacceptable. And just this week, announced an additional $22 million investment in emergency response projects under his Neighborhood Investment Fund and Healthcare Infrastructure Capital Grant programs. These funds build on the governor's previous $30 million investment toward EMS providers across the state and will support infrastructure construction and expansion, emergency medical services, and emergency medical response programs and expansion projects, and permanent drive-through immunization and testing sites. Democrats know that Wisconsinites deserve timely access to EMS services regardless of where they live, and are proud to work with the governor to help make you safer.